If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna Beach. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So today we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm calling the show After the Fall. So as many people are feeling so crestfallen in the last week, some people feeling quite buoyant. Anyway, trying to use our mindfulness meditation practice to deal with everything today. So I think what I'd like you to do is just sit back, get comfortable, go ahead and close your eyes. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit. I'm going to read to you a little bit. And we'll just sit and breathe together in silence and listen. So take 3 deep breaths in through the nose. And blow out slowly through the mouth. And again, breathing in through the nose. Nice and slow, as if you're blowing through a straw on the exhale. And one last time. Slow and easy on the way out, just transitioning from whatever you've been doing and settling into the place you're sitting, noticing how your body's feeling and what's supporting your body. Perhaps you have a chair or a cushion behind your back or under your hips. Just letting your hands rest in your lap, unclasped. Lowering your chin a little bit and closing your eyes. And bringing your attention to your breath. Really observing how it goes in and out of the nose. All the sensations that are going on with the breath and your body. And perhaps even your very busy mind. And just allow yourself to settle down, become present, and just open up your heart and your mind to listening. You know, like many of you, I was stunned and saddened by the growing vitriol of this whole entire election cycle, but especially the outcome. My deepest concerns really are for the humanitarian and environmental imbalances that were revealed in our society and what, if anything, that we can do about it. I've vacillated from sadness to anger to fear with a few small rays of hope as well. And I've had moments of wallowing in my own feelings and even lashing out against others, whether just in the way I felt about them or even with words, and this hasn't made me feel any better. In fact, it's led me back to my practice of mindfulness and meditation and what the bigger purpose for it has been. First, to sit with my own difficult feelings until I can find compassion for them, and then to turn to the very difficult and seemingly very different feelings of others and try to find compassion for them as well. Now, this might be the ultimate challenge, but luckily I remember that meditation and mindfulness are a practice, one I can keep stepping into every day no matter what I feel. And if I can use this practice to support myself in whatever turbulence I experience, then I can be more inspired to support others in theirs. As I've turned to my meditation practice and teachers whom I admire and respect, I realize that this microcosm of my own emotional roller coaster must be one shared by most all of humanity. And it's only when we feel the separation, this us and them of life, that we suffer so deeply in that divide. So today I want to share with you a few quotes from some well-respected Buddhist teachers who recently responded to the state of our spiritual collective that is suffering from this divide, and was published by Lion's Roar magazine. Now, you don't have to be a Buddhist to resonate with these words or to meditate. I myself don't call myself a Buddhist, but my practice is rooted in Buddhist philosophy, and I find these words both comforting and empowering, and I hope you will too. The teacher Pema Chodron said, "During difficult times like this, I'm feeling that the most important thing is our love for each other, and remembering to express that and avoid the temptation to get caught in negative and aggressive thinking. Instead of polarizing, this is a chance to stay with our groundlessness." Groundlessness and tenderness and sadness have so much to teach us, and I'm feeling that it's a time to contact our hearts and to reach out and help in any way we can. Norman Fisher from the Everyday Zen Foundation says, "Bodhisattvas are committed to their practice, which means to sit, to get up, and to sweep the garden, the whole world, close in and far away, every day, no matter what. Good times, bad times, they keep on going just the same. Bodhisattvas play the long game. They have confidence in the power of goodness over time, and they know that dark times bring out the heroic in us. So it's okay to freak out, grieve, and vent for a while. Then hold each other's hands, and we can get back to work as always for the good." Roshi Pat in Kiyohara from the Village Zendo. "What suffering has led to the anger and hatred that has arisen? And why are so many of us surprised at this outpouring? Because perhaps we've not been listening to the cries of the world with ears of wisdom and determination. This we must do. Listen carefully. And while listening, we must move with determination to organize, to mobilize, and to find new ways to create change in civil rights, in climate change, in media ethics, and to inform and enlighten all the people so that we can in fact relieve suffering and care for this planet, these people, and all of us." Noah Levine from Against the Stream. "The Buddhist teachings guide us to go against the stream, to develop wisdom and compassion through our own direct actions. As the path encourages, even amongst those who hate, we live with love in our hearts. Even amongst those who are blinded by greed and confusion, we can practice generosity, kindness, and clear seeing." Zen Ju Earthlin Manuel. "We're living out the example of what happens when what goes unacknowledged surfaces, and it feels like a new reality, but you know in your heart it is not. Now is the time that we've been practicing for. Our rage, pain, and anger are to be exposed if only for us to transform and mature with it. In Buddhist practice, we say congratulations, because now is the time we've been practicing for. No more just practicing the dance. We must now dance, and this is not a dress rehearsal." Roshi Joan Halifax from the Upaya Zen Center. "Standing at the edge of this election, is clear we have our work cut out for us. It is the work of love and wisdom in the face of this terrible suffering of war, environmental issues, racism, gender violence, and economic injustice. We have to work together to shift the tide toward what will benefit our children, the natural world, and the future. Part of this means that we have to change the mind, move out of harsh negativity, eroding futility and fear, and build toward the good and the wise. Let's reach through differences, listen deeply, and give no fear." Reverend Andy Hoover from the Blue Mountain Lotus Society. "Take time to slow down and care for yourself. There's nothing in this world, nothing that lasts forever. We're lucky that impermanence is built into our system of government. The value of recognizing the reality of impermanence is that we cherish the people and circumstances that bring us joy, and we know that hard times pass. He goes on to say, I want my LGBTQ friends, my immigrant friends, my Black friends, my Latino friends, my Muslim friends, my female friends, and everyone who feels vulnerable right now to know that we are in this together and we will struggle together, and we, all of us, will not let this country go backwards. Doug Phillips from the Empty Sky Sangha. As I begin to label the thoughts and return to the strong bodily sensations, I was struck by how easily we are pulled from the immediacy of this life in this moment by thoughts of a future that none of us can predict. How easily we abandon our practice of being fully aware here and now for a misery-producing fantasy. It clearly takes great courage and intention to fully embody our actual life when the ground we thought was solid begins to shake, rattle, and roll. And yet this is what we are called to as a life of practice, as the only time and place we will ever have the opportunity to be awake and free is now. Let us vow to commit ourselves to this practice of self-knowing in relationship with whatever mirror we are facing. Let us take that clarity and kindness into this divided, frightened, and frightening world, knowing that our practice of awakening, if true, excludes nothing nor anyone. And finally, Wendy Igioku Nakao from the Zen Center of Los Angeles. She says, Dear stewards, this is a time when you must know what you stand for. This is a time to let go and allow your practice to steady and sustain you. This is a time when you vow to listen deeply to the cries of the world and shed your own tears. This is a time to not just hear echoes of your own ideas, but learn from someone who is not like you. This is a time when the bubbles are bursting and determination is raised. This is a time to be fierce in the Dharma values of unity, inclusion, respect for diversity, and doing beneficial acts for all. Let us create an enlightened world free of suffering in which all beings live in harmony. Everyone has enough, deep wisdom is realized, and compassion flows unhindered. So you'll just allow yourself to sit in deep practice today, breathing, listening to how your heart feels, listening to the feelings of your body, the sensations, the sounds around you, and really giving yourself permission to be present, to follow the breath, to know everything is impermanent. And as you open your heart to yourself, we can learn to open our hearts to each other. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation, stress relief, and neurofeedback. You can also go to www.kx935.com podcast for more from Om at Home. This is Lori, and I thank you so much for listening with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.